WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, life can get pretty hectic, right? Between work deadlines, social pressures, and that never-ending to-do list, it's easy to feel like we're just running on autopilot. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon to not just surviving, but truly thriving in all this chaos? It's called gratitude, and no, I don't mean forcing yourself to smile through gritted teeth every morning. We're going to dive deep into how to cultivate genuine gratitude without feeling guilty about it. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media, comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reels? You know that feeling when you start thinking, well, at least they have, and suddenly your own blessings seem small. That, my friends, is where the guilt creep kicks in. But here's the thing. Gratitude doesn't need a competition. It's not about being better than someone else or pretending everything is perfect when it clearly isn't. Today, we're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you practice gratitude authentically and powerfully without a single ounce of guilt. Firstly, understand that gratitude isn't just about the big stuff. Think about the simple things. That warm cup of coffee in the morning, a good laugh with a friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These little moments add up to create a rich tapestry of life, and appreciating them can make a world of difference. Secondly, shift your perspective. Instead of focusing on what you lack, try shifting your attention to what you have. This doesn't mean ignoring your challenges, but rather choosing to acknowledge the good alongside the bad. Remember, even in difficult times, there are always things to be grateful for. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to really savor the present moment. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple act can help you appreciate the beauty and wonder of everyday life. Think about it like this. Life is a movie, but we often miss the best scenes because we're too busy worrying about the plot twist ahead or dwelling on past moments. Mindfulness is like pausing the film, turning up the volume, and really taking in every detail. Fourthly, express your gratitude. Tell someone you appreciate them, write a thank you note, or simply take a moment to reflect on what you're grateful for. Sharing your appreciation can have a powerful ripple effect, not only brightening the day of the recipient, but also deepening your own sense of contentment. And finally, remember that gratitude is a practice, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. There will be times when you feel overwhelmed or down. But even on those tough days, there's always something to be grateful for, no matter how small. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and remember that the journey itself is worth celebrating. Speaking of journeys, let me tell you about a time I felt this pressure to be perpetually grateful, like I was auditioning for the Most Positive Person Award. I was going through a tough time, career changes, relationship drama, the usual roller coaster, and I tried to force myself to be grateful for everything. It backfired spectacularly. Instead of feeling uplifted, I felt overwhelmed and guilty. Like I was faking it and failing miserably. It wasn't until I realized that gratitude isn't about suppressing my feelings, but rather acknowledging them and finding the good even amidst the challenging stuff. That's when things clicked. So remember, you don't have to be a saint or a social media influencer who's always beaming from ear to ear to practice gratitude authentically. Start by focusing on those small moments, shift your perspective, express your appreciation, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. The journey is yours, so make it a beautiful one. Ready to take the next step? Head over to our website and join our community of Stoic Seekers. We're all in this together. Share your thoughts on today's episode in the comments. Tell us what resonates with you, and most importantly, keep practicing that gratitude, my friends. See you tomorrow for another dose of the Stoic Way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.